AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
So we're going to pretend this did not happen.
Right.
It's always the first take. You're listening to the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo. Is it true? Is it bull?
It's bull.
You decide.
It's always bull.
That's right.
Hey, tape recorder, listen to this.
Welcome to episode 411 of the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo.
All right.
Brought to you by J&T Mechanical. House of Hughes.
You betcha.
Redline Guns, Big E's Garage, and recorded live at the exponentially growing Tactical Finish Nemosa Studios in Sweetwater, Texas.
I don't think you can say that.
I can and I will and I did and I'll do it again. Welcome to
whatever.
You. It's a happy Friday, March the 28th. You know what that means?
It means it's Friday.
It means weekend time, but it also means that yesterday was the birthday of one of our main guys.
Who, me?
If you know who he is, there he is.
Who, me?
He's looking cute. He's looking good. He's walking tall.
Thank you.
And Nemo had his birthday.
Hey, none taken.
On the 27th. So happy birthday to you, Nemo. How was your day? What did you do? What did you get? What did you
buy? I did everything that a 58-year-old would do.
So you crapped your pants.
Yes. And then I went back to the restroom.
Yes.
Got another pair of pants, okay. Soiled those.
Wow. Soiled drawers.
Took my Allegra.
You're right, that too, because there's a lot of mildew in this air now.
Yes.
Well, there was afterwards, too.
And moss. There's a lot of moss in the air.
There's some Randy moss up in there.
Wow.
Dude, let me tell you, I had to, you know, however, but you have to have that annual.
Yeah, but first, how is Belgium? Does Belgium have allergy problems over there?
I think they just have problems with their waffles.
Just chime in. Let us know.
Yeah. So here we were. You know how you have to have your annual, your checkups and everything? Most people do them on their birthday.
Right.
I like to do it right before my birthday, so that way, you know, it doesn't ruin my birthday. So here I was.
Oh, yeah.
There
okay.
I was.
I got you.
There I was 2 days ago at the doctor, and the doctor walked in, and you know he likes to tell me, okay, you need to lose a little weight. You need to check your A1C levels.
You're a little chunky.
I mean, look, I got six cameras on me right now. That's why I look like I got 60 extra pounds on me. But so anyway, he walks into the office and he says, Mr. Menchaca, you know, I tell you this a lot, you know, and we kind of joke about it a little bit. It's really time to get serious. I'm really going to need you, you know, to stop masturbating.
And I said, Doc, why
do I need to stop masturbating? And he said, so that I can complete the examination.
Oh, my goodness. Dude, you know how old that is?
He told me as soon as I walked in to take my pants off. I mean, bro, the last time I heard that. You know, I got a free one.
So where did you put your pants?
Right next to his.
Ay. Dude, you got to get yourself a new insurance company.
No. I like this one. You know, as a matter of fact, my deductible, I'm just deducting clothes.
Yikes.
Hey, here's to March 28th. Here's to the NCAA. Here's rest in peace to my NCAA bracket.
Oh, I'm sure it's dead.
Thank you to Arkansas for falling asleep and letting Texas Tech win.
No, I was looking for a guns up. I was looking for them to win.
I mean, I wanted them to win too, but I just felt like they weren't going to win. And for 59 minutes,
it was incredible.
39 minutes,
An incredible game.
It was. So I hope everybody's having a good time. It's been a while since we've talked to you guys
been
on live. We've got one viewer, and I think it's Nah. I don't know who it is, but somebody's there. John Obadal's watching. How are you doing, John? It's good to see you, brother. Smoking with the Jokers. I don't know if you still got that barbecue team, but we do need to get together and burn.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't have that team anymore because we haven't played for his team in so long.
Bro, you've been batting for the other team for years.
What are you going to do? Call my parents? Call them?
Went from being a pitcher to being a catcher.
Talk about parents, our dad.
You talk about your parents.
Do you want to say a little something about our dad?
No, you say a little something about our dad. Okay.
There was some news that we got not too long ago.
That's true. Not bull.
a little something called leukemia. It was pre-leukemia, and it was also in his bone marrow. Yeah. So it was a type of cancer that he was diagnosed with.
Gotcha.
And it was, we were all petrified, because nobody wants to hear that word, guys.
No. Nobody.
So when we found out, we all banded together, but,
gotcha.
You know, of course, that needless to say, we do that constantly.
That's true.
We stay together.
I mean, the way we see it is this way. I mean, we found out right about the time that the St. Baldrick's happens, and that's for children's cancer.
Yes, that's right.
But cancer in any and all forms, whether it's children, adults, needs to be eradicated, and we need to do all we can. So we're basically just going to start raising money in the name of my dad and Super Granny's name to raise money, raise awareness for children's cancer, adult cancer. We need to get rid of all of it because...
We're not going to stop what we have been doing all this time.
Exactly. It just really...
Goes to show.
All it really did was just make us more steadfast in the fact that we're battling this.
Yep.
And this battle doesn't end until people stop coming down with it.
So right on.
As long as that is still a need, we will do all we can to address that need. John, I know you said you're not cooking much anymore. Competition wise, I'm sure you're still rolling some damn smoke in the backyard. So next time you need a band, just let us know. We'll show up. We'll bring some beers. You bring some meat and we'll jam.
And we'll hang out. That meat.
We will eat that meat because that's what we do.
Let me get back to Dad real quick.
Okay, right.
Because
flip it.
He started taking shots.
Whoa, so did I.
And they were checking his platelet levels. And while they were doing that, they had to be at a certain level.
The platelet levels, his were at 75.
Right.
And they needed to be at 300 to fall into at least a semi-normal range.
Okay, yep.
So before the first test, it was 78, I think. And then the second test, which was 2 weeks ago, it was, I forget what it was at, but it was still low. And when we took them this past Wednesday, 2 days ago, they said it was at 334.
Oh, my goodness.
So they didn't even have to give him the treatment.
Right.
So they're going to wait next week and see what happens. But that's the power of prayer.
It's the power of positivity. Yeah.
It's the power of the strength of healing and knowing, hey, take the medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And when they tell you you don't need the medicine, don't take the medicine.
I think it was just Dad's idea of saying, nope. Ain't nobody taking my 68 Mustang.
Yeah, well, it's a funny story there, you know.
Oh, it's gone.
Hey, just Dad, don't go into the garage.
About that.
Don't go into the garage. Yeah, so John Oberdahl, we're going to get together and do some barbecue. We're going to do some meat burning.
Let's get it.
And that's what we're going to do. That's what we always do. We get together, we hang out, we have a good time.
Right on.
Whether it's been a week or whether it's been a year or 2 years, we always pick right up like it's been yesterday. Same thing with Joey Gibson. We saw him out at...
Exactly. And it always turns out the same way. We're tired.
We're drunk.
And then we don't want to see them again. And then we get together again.
Exactly. Why not? But we always have a good time. We pick up right where we left off. Like I said, we saw Joey and Norma Gibson over at McFinnigan's.
On the 17th.
Yep.
St. Patty's Day. Yep.
Had a great time there, and we pick up right where we left off. We've got a couple of gigs with them. We're going to be at a trailer RV park. We're going to be doing a Labor Day thing, tailgating with them, and then the beginning, I think, February of next year, we already got another gig. So
are you serious?
Gigs are lining up for 2026, baby, I tell you what. So shout out to Joey Gibson and Norma Gibson.
Right on.
Shout out to Andy Gonzalez. How's it going, brother? Thank you for listening and for watching. We'll have a phone number soon so people can call in and we can ignore the phone.
Andy Gonzalez. Is he still at Primos?
He's Dos Primos, right? I think it's Dos Primos tamales and barbacoa.
Okay, and that's out there on...
Lytle?
Yeah, no, Pearsall, Pleasanton.
Pleasanton. It's right there.
Hey, go and get you some.
He's at the corner of Order and Food.
Okay.
Andy, thank you so much for watching, brother. Right. Appreciate you. We were talking last week about our picks for the Final Four. All four of my picks are still in play, but only six of my eight are possibles for the final Elite Eight.
I am sad that Thomas Jefferson didn't show. They failed to make it.
Bro, did you hear about Thomas Jefferson this morning?
No, but Uncle Philip, he didn't show up either. But ahead and talk about
it. Yeah, a sad bit of news.
What?
This morning at Jefferson, they found a body, and looks like they were looking at the cameras, and it looked like they said that Somebody had committed suicide there on campus, but I haven't received any info on if it was a
adult
or a kid or what it was. But man, so he said he's still in Lytle. But apparently they found a body and they committed suicide.
Dude,
so
that's insane.
We're sending prayers up to that family. Jefferson, they didn't say who it was or if they were had anything to do with Jefferson, but that's where that happened. So,
wow.
You know, this world, it gets ugly, it gets ugly, it gets scary, it gets crazy, and just when you think, you know, something else couldn't happen to possibly surprise you, something like this happens, and it just makes you, you know, hold on tighter to the people that you have in your life, like my brother here, my family and my friends. We check in on each other.
It's real simple, y'all. It's real simple, Jack.
Yeah.
It happens right outside your front door.
Exactly.
You set the example.
Exactly.
You be the standard.
Exactly.
You know what's right and wrong, people.
Call the people.
If everybody did that.
Call the people you love and tell them you love
them. Dude, it would be a no-brainer.
Hey, Johnny Gross, I love you, brother. El Viejito Gigante. He's our fiddle player, steel player. He's had some health issues, and he's still fighting. He's still kicking. So, hey, Johnny, we love you. And we're going to be doing some gigs coming up this summer. And actually, on our birthday, we're playing a private party. Birthday party.
It's gonna be a good one.
A big one.
Oh, hey, Johnny, you're playing all the solos.
All right.
My finger hurts.
Wow. Whoa. Hey, wait. Watch your finger.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I know that kind of brings everything down a little bit, but at the same time, we do have a podcast and we do have to try to be funny.
We got some critical party information that's coming out. Something happening from the 4th through the 6th. Here in San Antonio, I know people had such a great time last time that they wanted it back here again.
Uh-oh.
And that's the Final Four. Can I say Final Four?
You can. You just can't say...
The March hipness?
Yeah, March angriness.
Okay. There's a Final Four going on.
March mayhem.
We've got, who's coming? Chris Stapleton's going to be here.
Chris Stapleton, Jelly Roll, and
Mr.
Worldwide, Pit Dog.
The big dog.
But yeah, so.
We're going to be out there at least the first 2 days.
That's right.
You can't miss us. We're going to be the guys getting kicked out as soon as we get in.
Bro, it's free. How we possibly get kicked out to a free event?
We do it every single
Thanksgiving.
Yep.
But anyway, so no, let me tell you, I didn't get kicked
out.
What?
There was a
lack of security, so I found it necessary to kick myself out. And I want to thank all the boys.
Wait a minute. We've only on minute 12. You can't bring her in on minute 12.
The earlier you bring me in, the earlier I'm gone, and the longer the people have to wait and listen to something funny. I'm a funny man. Wait, no.
Okay, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sure you said funny ma'am.
Speaking of mammogram, I would like to drink this little shot. I'd like to thank Gregory for giving me the little shot. I think he left it here. I don't know who this Jamie guy here is, but Jamie said, oh, yes, I'm going to drink this.
Okay, Grandma, sometimes it seems like you sound more like Grandma than Grandma does.
Wow. Yep. How did she take off so quick? Did you hear her? She
was like, I don't know. And I
fast
don't
to the
really
rescue. Super Granny always coming in to say hello and to drop some knowledge on us.
Drop something.
She dropped a boot on my toe one time and a foot in my butt. But yeah. So anyway, there I was, bare-assed in Brooklyn.
No, we're not there yet.
Okay,
we're
so there I was yet. Not bare-assed in Brooklyn.
We will not talk about any more football.
Wow.
Except the Brahmas. They're coming. We only have 4 games here in San Antonio.
I finally realized and figured out why we only have 4 games.
What happened?
Because of the Final Four, they couldn't have it this weekend, which was supposed to be opening weekend. And Fiesta takes up 2 weeks with the carnival. So
those silly Fiestians.
That was all they could do is get 4 home games. So you're going to make sure. This coming Saturday, they're going to be up in Arlington, Texas. We're going to be watching somewhere. We're going to be getting drunk and watching the UFL champion San Antonio Brahmas.
We won't be getting drunk. We'll be festive.
Bro, we will be festive as hell, dude.
Okay, here we go.
And so anyway, we're going to do that. And then also the first home game, April 27th. You want to make sure that April 27th, you're at the Alamo Dome. We're going to be, hopefully, Joey and Norma will be out there.
Dressed in yellow and black.
Burning some meat. Yellow and black. Pull out your horns and show them what they're going to look like.
And your terrible towels.
Wow.
I don't. I don't have them ready.
They're not ready yet, but that is, they're orange, they're yellow and black, just like, and they're going to be, if you can picture a hat with that on it.
And a good looking guy in a hat.
Okay. Hey, I don't have that good of an imagination. Anyway, so there I was, not bare-assed in Brooklyn. Okay. But yeah, so we'll be out there.
Support San Antonio. Just support, support, support.
If they're on the road, you know what a good thing to do? Go to freaking Smoke Sky Bar. See Tony Gutierrez and those guys, their fine staff out there.
And tell Adrian them you and Xavier.
Tell them you want to tailgate out there.
Fantastic.
And just park and burn some meat, baby. Or just have them cook some food for
Absolutely.
You and drink some beer. Yep. Because those guys are fine, fine folks. But yeah, we'll be doing that a couple of times this season at the home games. I might even buy some season tickets. They're $100 for four games. Can't beat that.
So I know they're going to have Oyster Bake, right?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Do you ever go to Oyster Bake? What was the last time you went to Oyster
Bake? Oh, my God. That's a good story. Because the last time I went was before I got married. It had to be like 2001, I think.
My goodness, man.
I saw Kevin Fowler, Mario Flores, and I forget the other band. I think it was Gabe Garcia.
LaFranz.
LaFranz was probably out there. And probably April Wine and Uriah Heep.
Wow.
But the reason
was
why...
Is Tone Loc still around?
Reason why I never went back is because when we went into the parking lot to leave, license plates had been stolen. And
that's
so
cool.
So on top of the...
People stole license plates back then.
On top of the $30 to get in, the $20 beer, mm-hmm. and the $25 parking, you know, if you're going to charge me for parking, at least make it safe.
And close.
I mean, at least spend some of that $25 on security to make sure people don't take my license plate parked
now,
right under
have
the light.
Some kind of La Semana Alegre going on anymore?
I don't even know. I'm sure there's going to be a few things. They're going to have the Tejano Fanfare.
I'm sure they'll have Nyosa.
Harry Gobbs is going to be out there.
Nyosa.
Oh, God.
Let's see. Night and Old.
Wait, where's my freaking liquor? Freaking Super Granny.
Way to go. Mm-hmm. So, guys, do your part. Go enjoy Fiesta.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Enjoy all the people out there. Me and Annie uh-huh. like to just go hang out and watch people.
You know, Uncle Johnny likes to watch people, too.
Well, he's a stalker. That's a different kind of watch.
He wears a jacket and little else.
Different kind of watching.
Yeah, I'm not leaving much to the imagination, but I don't want to imagine. You can imagine. Can you imagine?
Can you imagine?
No me digas.
Ay, Dios mío, no.
Ay, chilaquiles con cookies.
Can you believe
but,
that?
Piggybacking off of that, yeah, Fiesta, go find yourself an event.
Uh-huh.
Nyosa.
Go find yourself.
Friosa, Shikosa, Mamosa.
Psychosa.
Mamona. But anyway, there's you can find something to hang out.
Exactly.
They've even got like a taste of the medical center.
Mm-hmm.
I think every beer comes with a scalpel.
And they have every bit, and they have little shots of pills and stuff.
Penicillin.
To sample.
Penicillin, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted the Viagra, a little blue pill.
You still have some.
Hey, bro.
It's not working.
How would you know? How would you know? Oh, my gosh. That's
I asked
horrible.
Your brother.
Why would he know?
Well, you know, you've seen your brother.
Speaking of keynote, I was asked to be the keynote speaker at one of the ASPCA events because your dog had a hard time the last time he went to get groomed. They cut off part of his ear. They gave him the freaking Holyfield treatment.
Yeah, it was it wasn't nice, but we don't mention the company name, but we did, however, were able to find another vet and another groomer just right down the street.
But yeah, Eastside Riley.
Yeah.
Not only did I have to call the ASPCA, I had to call the NAACP.
Whoa.
It was hate crimes what they did to his ear.
Yes,
it was hate crimes, that poor guy. He couldn't drink his Ripple. Because they put a cone around his neck?
A tape recorder. If you haven't seen our dog, his name is Eastside Riley.
He smokes Newports.
Yes.
And he drinks Ripple.
He thinks he graduated from the hurricane country.
Wow.
Yeah.
He thought I was a man.
Yeah. And he's just a great dog. He has his own Facebook page. Look at him. Really Riley. He's got his own comic strip, too. You cannot do that. Well, now we got to... Now they're going to have to...
It says money. It says Manster on there. He's right. Got the pants. And Gregory, you just leave. Why do you keep leaving your liquor over here? Oh, thank you.
We're going to have to go, Super Granny.
Let me tell you a joke before I go.
No.
there was a man, and he was all over the place. And then he said hello, and then he said goodbye, and then there it was. Pero, I don't even know what you're talking about, pero.
Here we go.
I was over there, and I was over here, and then I was there, pero. Pero, until next time, thank you for the Jameson, and thank you for all the sponsors for being here and being there.
I don't know what we talked about.
I don't even know who I am. Where am I? I'm just over there, and then thank you. And then the boys were there, and then chicken and cheese tortellini Alfredo.
Guys, thank you for sticking around.
Thank you.
Just thank you.
Thank me as well. I was here. Here I am. Thank you.
And all the lads and lassies at Fire Station number 23's.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And that's right. Ay, Dios mío. No, it hurts too many. Ay, fiestas.
Oh, yes.